My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're going to talk off and on throughout the day about Daniels' performance and about what we should take out of the preseason, largely. Talking about Daniels, but also across the board. Like, if you see the rookie quarterbacks I want to get into at the top of the hour, J.J. McCarthy, Caleb Williams, Bo Nix. Now, there were some huge moments from the rookie class, to be sure. How much of this is relative and relevant to the regular season? I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. You go back to last preseason, Sam Howell had that great game against the Ravens. You see guys lighting it up all over the league. I mean, in this game, Adrian Martinez had a couple of ridiculous throws for the Jets. He was the UFL MVP who may or may not make New York. So I don't know what to necessarily take out of every given play, given throw, whatever. Here's what I know. The ability at the line of scrimmage to have the stones. When you have thrown one pass in your history in the league, and it was a bad ball, frankly.
Yeah, it was very Carson Wentzian.
Forgetting that it was three throws. The first throw was really bad. It was like 100 miles an hour and over Austin Eckler's head. Nobody's talking about that, nor should we. It's a throw. Who cares? He was amped up. He had energy. Whatever. But my point in bringing it up is only to say, now I'm at the line and I'm going, well, I just had a screen to a running back that I threw 8,000 miles an hour over his head. Why don't we go down the field?
Yeah.
Like, that part is what I'm excited about. The fact that you saw what you needed to see, because that was why I wanted him to play in the preseason. You were out last week, but there was a lot of talk early in the week about, is he going to play in this game? Does he need to? Remember all the way going back to when Joey Theismann said, don't play him in the preseason. I wanted to see Jaden Daniels break a sweat and get up to the line of scrimmage and see what Cliff Kingsbury told him. When you see this, do something. And he did that. We got it right away. Forget that he dropped it in the bucket. That's amazing. That's awesome. But we know he can throw the deep ball, and we know he's got the big-time arm. The mental part of this, to me, is where the hairs on the back of the neck stand up a little bit, and you go, is this a thing? Could this be a thing? That's where I was excited.
Easy to be. I mean, again, the effortlessness with which he jogged into the end zone, knowing that there's about seven or eight other gears if he needed it, right, in terms of his sprint speed. But it was the play, it's open, it's done. He can, you know, just sort of casually jog to the corner. He did that. But knowing that there's more there to keep defenses off balance, that throw, how perfect it was. And you're right, that individual throw, we're going to rave about it. And right, again, rightfully so, because it was excellent. But it's everything around it that I think is probably more important, right? It's that, it's the command, it's reacting to things you've seen. It's that supercomputer that every quarterback needs to have of, all right, if I see this, then this. If this is my next data point, then that. If this safety shows that he's doing this, but is really doing that. The disguises, the things that are going to be thrown at you. By the way, in a month's time, Todd Bowles is not here for your vacation. He's not here for you if you get a soft landing spot. He'll be blitzing the instant you get off the bus. So they're going to, you know, I'll have all sorts of crazy looks, different formations and things to try to confound you and an offensive line that's been kind of thrown together. And, you know, we'll talk about that, I'm sure, as the show goes on. A lot of good out of that offensive line, especially on the interior. Some question marks on the outside still persist. But for Daniels specifically, that first throw to Eckler on that screen pass, it just looked so amped up, right? Didn't get his feet around, and it looked like he was trying to disguise and not let everyone know that's where it was going. Just never got right and just shredded that thing 1,000 miles an hour, just nowhere close. And it felt like after that he went, okay, right? Yeah. Whether it was that first time you got hit by a pitch or your first at bat, whatever. Oh, that's over now. Whatever that was is gone. It's out of my system. I can now be myself.
Yeah, you're allowed those at this point of your career and in the preseason specifically. It's going to happen.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I think he continued his strong summer. That's what I would say. Like, if I am writing the lead here, it's not a he's arrived or it's over, you know, put it in Sharpie. The superstar has cometh, right? It's just a... Everything that he's been doing this summer so far has been in the good column for the most part. This is the next good column past test. He went out. He only threw the three passes. I think if you heard like the dialogue, and this is how starving we are in this town for a quarterback, and I'll put myself in the same bucket on the text chains I'm on or some of the, you know, doing an Instagram live right after the game, any of the stuff that I was doing breaking down the game this weekend. I'm as guilty of this as anyone because you get really excited after that big-time throw. But I think if you were to hear the reaction to the game and then go and look at the box score and you see that he threw three passes, you're like, "What? Wait a second?
Seriously,
what?
Guys?
Everyone's going crazy about these." And one of them is the one we're talking about that like is just a bad pass. The other one is amazing, incredible play, and the other was a wide receiver screen. So the sample size here is three, and it's basically one play that has everyone frothing at the mouth. But I think that's okay because there was so much good in the play before the ball even got snapped for a young quarterback. It was a telling play. It was a revealing play. That throw is what he made his money doing at LSU, by the way. Outside the numbers, down the field, his guy won, dropping it in the bucket. He's been doing that beautifully at training camp. And the big story, at least for the detractors coming out as a passer, was middle of the field in-breaking stuff. We haven't seen as much of that in practice, and we didn't see any of that in the game. It was only three throws, obviously. But I think he has a special ability on whatever that is. That, like, deep shot, sideline type throw down the field. He's been doing it for years. That is a strength. So for him to show that right away in a game makes you feel pretty good that
Indeed.
He can give you that right away in Tampa.
Yeah, there's, you know, it's eye of the beholder when it comes to the middle of the field type stuff. That either didn't happen a lot because it couldn't happen a lot, or because we have an unbelievably prolific offense with wide receivers that win on the outside, and we'll score 50 points a week just doing that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would imagine that he can't do it. There's no reason. He's got all the physical tools.
And that's where I was going.
He hasn't really done a lot of it yet.
Yeah, and that's where I was going. And you better believe, again, NFL teams are very aware of that on both sides, whether they were interested in acquiring him or now are going up against him. Let's see if he can. You're going to have to. Like, this is the league, dude. They will take things away. There are defensive coordinators who get paid a lot of money figuring out, what do you do best? What are you most comfortable with? All right, now I'll remove that. Now what are you going to do, right? So, again, I think there's a million parts to this process. Let's say he'd gone 0 for 3, fumbled a snap, and thrown a pick, right? What we'd be doing is saying, it's a really small sample. This is not something we should overreact to, good or bad. This is a really small sample, now that we have the sample as good. We shouldn't be overreacting to it. What we should be doing, though, is building sort of a viewpoint here based on, as you said, the reporting, based on some of the vibes that have kind of come out. And listen, there are, I went back and looked, there are a million quotes. There are current players. See if I can find this quote real quick. There are current players who said this about a quarterback that's not Jaden Daniels. He's our future. I feel like we found our quarterback for the next 5 to 10 years. I truly believe that. Current players saying this about another quarterback. I know the guys are fired up. We got a dude back there. Not about Jaden Daniels.
Sam Howell.
Last year. You could go back and find him for Carson Wentz and find him for name that dude. But it's hard to sell people on the nuance and how different it feels to me, but it really does. And maybe it's my own blind wish casting. Maybe it's my own hope that's kind of gotten my way.
I think we said some of that, and I don't mean you and me necessarily, but people in town said some of that last year with Sam because he's younger than, say, a Wentz or a Fitzpatrick or whatever. But this is different, and it's just obvious to anybody. He's the number 2 overall pick. They've only had one of those. It was Robert Griffin. He's the Heisman Trophy winner at the top of the board, and he's got a skill set that in today's NFL could be tantalizing, which I want to get to. Here's what else I loved about his one drive. Designed runs and read option looks. He had the designed keeper for a touchdown, where he didn't really show any of the speed, but he got around the edge, was beautifully blocked, mauling tight ends out front, including Cole Turner, I think John Bates on that play. Really, really well-called design play at the goal line. There's going to be a bunch of those, I think, this year. But several times, they didn't have any design keepers, nor should they in a preseason game. But the first play of the game was a read option look, essentially. It turned into inside zone, because I'm sure they told him, hey, man, you're not keeping this. Brian Robinson's going off right tackle. But he can pull that and get around the edge. That was the first play of the game. There was a play later with Driscoll at quarterback, their number 3. And when Jeff Driscoll was in the game,
after that penalty, so it was first and 18, I think, the one you're talking about?
I don't remember the down and distance, but he kept the football on what was a designed, like, read option type keeper. And they had Ben Sinnott blow a guy up on the left side of the formation. Yep. He went around the left side, and he ended up getting down for a nice rushing gain. And Driscoll showed off his legs a little bit there. He picked up 16 yards.
Yep.
A, if that's Jaden Daniels, it's twice that, maybe. But B, that's in the playbook. Mm-hmm. And my point is, I know we've argued about this, and a lot of people have talked about this. He should be running a lot. I think they're going to run him a lot. And the threat of him in making teams play 11-on-11, what I covered back in 2012, is going to make his life so much easier as a passer, it's hard to even quantify. Ask Robert Griffin about the half the field reads and the one defender you've got to see. Is he coming up or is he going back? Is he sitting still? And if I read this one guy, then I know where I'm going with the football. The whole field opens up to him. But I think they're going to, just based on seeing a little bit of what the offense looked like, even when he wasn't in there, I think we're going to see him routinely like 7-8 carries, 60, 70 yards, something like that. And I think people are going to be really surprised that he runs a ton, and I am here for it. They got to keep him healthy. They've got to get to a point where they can trust him to protect his body. But I really do think that's going to be a big part of this offense, as well it should.
So I do too. And to me, that was less about, I think there's some good points by you in there. But the thing that I noticed is it's a lot of shotgun and a lot of, you know, the back kind of set to his left or to his right, which lends itself to those kinds of looks, right? So we're learning about Kingsbury's offense in real time. We've seen what he did at air raid style college offenses. We saw what he did with Kyler Murray, and we were wondering how much is that because you're in the Big 12 or how much of that is because your quarterback's 5'5".
We also probably haven't seen what they're actually going to run a lot of.
Right.
Because remember, in like the 2012 preseason, Griffin's 1st August, we never saw one play out of pistol.
There was no pistol.
Or basically any read option at all in the whole preseason. So there's maybe an entire different look come September anyway.
That's fair. But I guess the point I'm making is everything seemed to be in that our goal is to keep the defense flat-footed. Not defensive linemen, obviously, because they're engaging, but everyone else has to sit and wait for us to go through what we're going to go through. And that's the philosophy. If our guys have a running start and your guys are sitting still, flat-footed, just guessing, trying to figure out where the ball's going to be, we're now at an advantage, whether it's run, pass, keeper, bootleg, and everything in between.
He's Danny. He is back in the saddle. I'm Grant. We can open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines for you at 800-636-1067. The question being, what did you take out of what you saw from Jaden Daniels in his first preseason game? Super encouraging. I don't know how you could have watched and not felt really excited. My brother texted me. He's like, dude, bunch of yous in the dude,
Mm-hmm.
Did they finally get one? I think that was the fan reaction. And again, I don't want to pour any cold water. I don't want cold water today. I think everyone should be excited. I've been asking for weeks, why isn't there more juice and excitement when this guy's having the training camp that he's having and putting together the practices that he is? But it was three passes. And there was one really good one, there was one really bad one, and there was a wide receiver screen. I just choose to, that really good one far outweighs it. Like, if the really bad one's worth a point, the really good one's worth 30 points for me.
Right.
And it's not only because of the downfield throw and the lob and the touch and the accuracy and all that stuff, which is what we've been seeing in practice constantly. It was, again, the acumen pre-snap. Also, just seeing them come out and the ability to run the football a little bit was great. Now, Danny, the Jets were without almost 30 players, and their entire starting defense was almost second stringers. I think they had three as a max, maybe two guys who were on the field for much of that drive that are actual starters. Washington had its first team offense out there almost exclusively for that drive. So there's some of that too, but you either feel really good coming out of a drive or they go three and out and you feel bad. And God, is it nice finally to get one of these. The 11 play, 70 yard, go down the field, do what you came here to do. And let's go put visors.
Yeah, well, imagine they don't do that again against mostly second stringers, third stringers, or whatever. And then we're going, oh no, is it a slow start or what do we really know? Yeah, you can ask some questions. They're beating guys that may not necessarily be starters come September. I'd much rather them do that though. I'd much rather them look good against mediocre opponents than the alternative, which we've seen before.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.